You're listening to Insight here on Cap Radio. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. Google best music collaborations and you'll get an interesting mix of results from Tom Petty and Stevie Nicks to Run DMC and Aerosmith, Queen and David Bowie, Metallica and the San Francisco Symphony, as well as the Beatles and Eric Clapton. Well, this weekend, in the spirit of epic collabs, you have an opportunity to experience a very special performance right here in Sacramento at the Crest Theater Saturday night. It is called the Beatles Guitar Project Rock Orchestra, and it's a collaboration of several local vocalists and a rock orchestra directed by Benjamin McClara. They're going to be performing Beatles songs from the Rooftop set, along with songs from the Let It Be album and John Lennon single. The second set of the show features the entire Abbey Road album, with a few surprises, of course, along the way. Aside from the music, the best part of all of this is that all of these proceeds will benefit kids right here in the Sacramento area. Joining us is Cap Radio's midday classical host, Jennifer Reason, along with Benjamin McClara, the music director of the Beatles Guitar Project Rock Orchestra. That's so much fun to say. Good morning.
Good morning. It's so much fun to hear.
All right, Benjamin, I want to start with you. Let's get to the origin story of how this rock orchestra project came about.
We needed to raise money. We're a nonprofit organization, just like Cap Radio. And in 2016, we were building our music studios at the Clara, renovating some studios and turning one big classroom into four studios. We needed to raise a bunch of money. And my students had learned most of Sgt. Pepper's. And so we decided to perform all of Sgt. Pepper's with the help of our friends. No pun intended. No, we really did need some friends. And we raised about $25,000 and renovated our studio. So that kind of like set the path of the Beatles Guitar Project. I think we started calling it the Beatles Guitar Project by 2017, the first time we played at the Crest.
Wow. And I mean, at the root of this is the Sacramento Music Preparatory Academy. Tell us about it and all the services that you provide.
Yeah. Our nonprofit is Sacramento Preparatory Music Academy, and you can look us up at sacprepmusic.com. And we have all sorts of information on there about our nonprofit. Our mission is to provide lifelong access to music education. And we have some other visions and stuff that goes along with that. And one of that is to be able to bring our students together with professional musicians on a stage and provide them a platform where they can succeed.
Mm. And that includes Jennifer.
It surely does.
How did you get roped into all of this?
Well, honestly, I watched it get started and was like, oh my gosh, that looks like so much fun. And Ben finally called me and I've been playing with them, I think, for 5 years now. Facebook informed me yesterday. So I'm keyboard.
What is the best part about performing music from the Beatles?
Oh, my God. I mean, I grew up with those songs. Yeah. My dad made me listen to the Beatles when I was a tiny kid. So making him proud.
They're all good songs. Mm-hmm. Every single one of them. You just can't go wrong. It's just we do a lot of these concerts in album order. So that takes a lot of the pressure off of, like, you know, how do you create a set list? You know, because we present it in album order. Even when we do the White Album, we have a White Album tour coming up in November for the 55th anniversary. We've done anniversary shows for a lot of albums. We've done anniversary shows for Sgt. Pepper's. We did the I'm Wearing a T-Shirt for the 50th anniversary of Abbey Road, which we did in 2019.
That was fun.
So here we are, you know, however many years later. 5 years. This is the 55th anniversary now, almost.
Yeah, I mean, and you obviously have developed and grown a following. I mean, this is a pretty popular thing for fans.
It has. The fans in Sacramento understand. They get it. We see them at all of our shows. Mm-hmm. They understand we're not a touring national cover band. There's a lot of connotation that goes along with that. You know, band comes into town, they're fabulous, and they have wigs, and they look great on stage. They come and they play a great show, and then they leave town, and that's it. But we don't do that. We're homegrown.
Yeah. You know, I led with one of like these famous collaborations, Metallica at the San Francisco Symphony. Is that a fair comparison?
It's my favorite album.
Of what people are in for this weekend?
I think it's a very, very fair comparison to what my job is. And I kind of started to realize the endless possibility of my position as artistic director of this group. And Jennifer is a perfect example. You know, when I have to write this music out, I have to score it, I have to transcribe it. We made a huge mistake in rehearsal on Sunday last weekend, and we were like, let's do Dig a Pony. And Jennifer's like, I don't have a part for that. And I'm like, oh my gosh, how did I forget that? And so I went home and transcribed Dig a Pony
because
like that
you're a
night.
Rock star.
And I was like, can you just like listen to this and play off a lead
yeah,
sheet?
No
and
worries.
Then I'm like, no, that's not good enough. Like I need to like really write out exactly what it sounds like. And so that has been something that I've become better at over the years. And sometimes I get a real wild hair and I go, you know, I'm really inspired by Debussy lately. So I wrote a piano part for one of our encores.
Surprise.
It's a surprise. But I wrote this piano part for a Beatles song that doesn't have any piano in it.
It's really beautiful, too.
And it's gorgeous.
Yeah, it is.
And I was like, you know, the whole time writing it, I'm like, she's going to be so fantastic writing this. This is so Jennifer Reason.
Yay.
I love this. This is great.
And that's just at the heart of it, right? Like having fun and being creative.
It really is. I mean, you know, a week ago I woke up and I was like, I'm going to write Barry Sachs parts for Raoul Sandoval.
Yeah.
And Raoul plays with Hans Eberbach, who's also on the show, in Joy and Madness. And he's one of the most fantastic Barry players in all of Sacramento, and he's in my band. And it's just like, wow.
You're listening to Insight here on Cap Radio, and we're talking with Cap Radio's Jennifer Reason and music director Benjamin McClara about this Saturday night's performance of the Beatles Guitar Project Rock Orchestra, and it's happening at the Crest Theater this weekend. Okay, so we've been talking about the music. Let's get a sense of what the music is actually going to be like this weekend. So let's start off with a rendition of Penny Lane. And all she feels is that she's in a play. Oh, it's just like you're there.
It's a fun.
I love all the cheering.
Yeah,
it's pretty amazing. It's very amazing. You know, when I listen to that, I can hear it sounds like Memorial Auditorium. That recording was from Memorial Auditorium last year. We presented Sgt. Pepper's and Magical Mystery Tour back to back, and when I listen to that music, I can see Jennifer playing piano. I can see my violin players upstrokes on all of that, just pounding away quarter notes, and just it swings so hard on stage, and it's really fun.
All right, let's move on to I Am the Walrus. I wish listeners can see what's going on inside the booth right now.
A little rock party of our own in here.
I know. I love it. I mean, there are some like heavy hitters here locally. Jennifer, talk to us about some of the people that are taking part in this.
Oh my gosh. This is one of the things that's super great about this band is it brings all of Sacramento music together. The classical people, the jazz cats, the rock and roll. We've got Hans. We've got the one and only Peter Petty. We've got Kitty O'Neill. Jessica Malone joins us sometimes. And Raul, all of these incredible people on one stage to have a blast and to raise money for kids' education. There's just nothing like it.
Yeah, that energy is just palpable.
100%.
This station, doing this interview at this station means a lot to me too, because I graduated from Sac State. You know, I did a lot of my master's degree here. I met all these musicians here and I just keep hiring them back and saying, hey, you want to do this again? And they're like, yeah, absolutely. I want to do this again. And, you know, that show was very special. That was like the first show after we got out of COVID. Mm. And we went out of town and played at San Rafael, and it was like insane. That was, the energy was phenomenal. It was so exciting.
Yeah, I mean, you just think about all that built up like pressure, like, you know, like a champagne bottle,
right,
just taking,
yeah,
popping the cork.
Exactly
off.
What it felt like.
Yeah. Yeah, it's man, it's hard to describe. You got to be there.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Well, we're getting a taste of it. The next one we're going to listen to is While My Guitar Gently Weeps. That guitar solo.
Williams' friend.
Actually, that's my student.
I thought it was great.
That's Julian Ertz. He's about to graduate from high school.
What?
And he played that solo. That solo was While My Guitar Gently Weeps. That was live at the Safe Pack. It was the same tour right after COVID. And Greg played the first solo.
Oh my
and
God.
We gave the second solo to Julian.
This is the point of the entire thing, that was a child. I thought it was Greg, who's an incredible guitarist. And that kid came up in this school. That's why this matters. That was amazing.
Yeah, and all of the proceeds go towards helping
the scholarship fund.
I mean, especially for both of you as musicians from this area, you have grown up in this scene. And then now you're mentoring and shaping younger generations, and that's really, I mean, the music is wonderful. I mean, it's a blast. Everyone's going to have a great time, you know, but at the heart of this is furthering, you know, music education locally here at home.
100%. Yeah. Well, music lessons are expensive, especially if you're going to study privately. It can be quite the barrier.
Right now, I have 5 classes. I have 2 guitar classes. I have, my classes are, you know, 35 kids. I have a ukulele class of 40 kids. And this is in public schools. These are classes that are not yet funded by Prop 28, which is supposed to change the arts in California. We're not going to see that funding until next year. Like we're waiting 6 months to see any sort of help from that proposition. We are desperate for funding. You know, we got to raise it on our own. That's what this is all about.
Yeah. Well, let's take a listen to Gotta Get You Into My Life. All right, in the last minute or so we got to get to logistics. So it's this weekend, but there's also another opportunity next weekend too, right?
There is. We're going a very short distance out of Sacramento to the town of Vacaville.
My hometown.
Hello, Vacaville.
Hello, Vacaville.
We see you out there, Vacaville. We're coming to you next weekend on Friday night at the VPAT, which is Vacaville Performing Arts Theater. And that's a Friday night show at 7 o'clock.
Awesome. I want to get to the last clip that you sent, and this one's Rain. This is the perfect sampler for all of the fun that people are going to be taking in. But Jennifer, there's also a little bit of a promotion, too.
For listeners today, it's SPMA Beatles if you want to attend for 20% off just for you.
If you just need another reason.
Exactly.
We already had like five reasons to go. Well, thank you both so much, Benjamin and Jennifer.
Thanks for having us.
That is Cap Radio classical music host Jennifer Reason and Benjamin McClara, the music director of the Beatles Guitar Project Rock Orchestra. All of that information is posted on our Insight page. You're listening to Insight on Cap Radio. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. We're back in just a moment.